Okay.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
As millions of dollars flow into the state of Kansas from opioid settlement funds, local and statewide groups are vying for that money to address the growing opioid crisis in their communities. That includes the Safe Streets Coalition in Wichita, led by Anya Kendrick Barnett.
You didn't need the testing strip, did you?
No.
Okay, all right.
She and other members of the group pass out the opioid overdose reversal drug naloxone, fentanyl test strips, and other resources to community members for free.
Coalitions kind of create that community. And then as a community, you come together as a collective and you advocate and you create programs and you see where the gaps are and you bring services to people.
But there's debate on whether law enforcement should be one of the groups getting a share of the more than $340 million Kansas will receive over the next 18 years. The money is part of national legal settlements against prescription opioid makers, distributors, and pharmacies. A part of the settlement lists several suggestions on how the funds should be spent. That includes distributing naloxone, treating opioid use disorders, and supporting prevention programs. Law enforcement in Kansas, and nationwide, has received funds to buy technology and equipment it says will help them arrest people involved in the illicit drug market. Pat George is the chair of the Kansas Fight Addiction Board, which decides who receives the state settlement money.
Law enforcement, by the nature of what they do, is going to always be at the forefront. So we'd rather work with them and try to, again, like we will with everyone involved here, steer them in a direction that's scientifically proven to be more helpful to curbing the tide.
While Kendrick Barnett says Safe Streets applied and didn't get any funds, several $100,000 went to Kansas law enforcement agencies.
I don't see law enforcement mitigating harms. The research shows us that law enforcement in a lot of instances really exaggerates the harm. And we really need to be responding in a public health, not a carceral, but a public health way.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation received money to expand its joint fentanyl impact team. The team, which includes the Kansas Highway Patrol, targets drug dealers. The Highway Patrol also received funding to buy fingerprint readers and TruNarc devices, which law enforcement says helps identify substances. The devices cost almost $25,000 apiece. But academics like Jennifer Carroll with North Carolina State University says the devices aren't accurate and don't provide quality results.
It will be news to me if anything produced through a TruNarc device is admissible in court or an investigation.
Enforcement isn't the only thing agencies received money for. The Overland Park Police Department received $195,000 for a van and equipment to distribute naloxone, fentanyl test strips, and other items. That's what groups like Safe Streets were doing in the community before law enforcement got involved. Carol from North Carolina State says people trust those groups more than police, especially to get them connected to other resources.
So they are way better, like light years better than everyone else at getting the naloxone into the hands of people most likely to use it. They are way better than anyone else at getting fentanyl test strips and drug checking equipment into the hands of people who will use it. They are way better than anyone else at referring people to treatment.
As the settlement funds continue to be distributed across the state, Kendrick Barnett of Safe Streets says she'd like to see more money go towards coalitions like hers.
Because it's not just about the dollars and cents. It's about people's lives. We lost so many lives during the opioid and the overdose epidemic. For that funding to go to enforcement is terrible stewardship of that money. And honestly, we should really be having a rally cry about it. We should be talking about it because the last thing we need is for our funding to be limited.
For KMEW News, I'm Kylie Cameron.